Now, tomorrow, very important conference happening in Bristol tomorrow. For 20 years, the Southmead Project has worked to tackle reoccurring and problematic drug and alcohol misuse and self-harming. This is with adults. And one of the reasons that adults do this is because of childhood trauma. And that childhood trauma can manifest itself in many forms, not least of which being abused. As a child. Now, child abuse is something that is very much front and centre at the moment. Look at what happened in Rotherham. Look at what's now under investigation in Manchester. And the questions that I raise with both the Police and Crime Commissioner, Sue Mount-Stevens, and the elected Mayor of Bristol, George Ferguson, in their recent appearances of the programme, on this programme, there are obviously investigations and concerns here in the West as well. Well, you may also remember that a month or so ago, I was joined by Ian McFadden, who told you and me his story of how he was abused as a child at a fairly prestigious prep school. That was subject to a court case. Those concerned got sent to prison. And Ian will be in Bristol tomorrow at a conference to mark the 20th anniversary of the Southmead Project to give a voice to those who have been abused as children, who are now adults. Ian joins me on the line now. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Good to talk to you again. This, you and I have been communicating through my Twitter feed about this when I first saw this. This is a very interesting conference because it's putting people who have been abused in front of people who are decision makers, who are, you know, at the top table, MPs and what have you.
Yes, absolutely, and this is unfortunately what Westminster needs to kind of replicate, to be honest with you, John. Mm. You know, we have, as survivors of abuse, have asked for our voices to be heard, have fought hammer and tongs to get an inquiry. We were handed, you know, our initial chair, Dame Butler Sloss, who was completely inappropriate. Again, we're not listened to, John. You know, we have another lady, Fiona Wolfe, the City of London Mayor, who there are a huge groundswell of survivors feel that her associations with somebody who's alleged to have been an abuser are too close for her to chair this inquiry. So it's quite interesting that that Bristol is being a leader in this and allowing survivors to come out and have their voices heard.
Now, those survivors will be able to put their stories to Charlotte Leslie MP, Kerry McCarthy MP, Marvin Rees, the former mayoral candidate for the elected mayor of Bristol, will be chairing the event. Why is it important for those to tell their story, Ian? I mean, you've done it, and you've been very honest about the consequences of what happened to
you. Know,
to you.
It's from a survivor's perspective, it's very empowering to be able to open up the closet that has held your skeletons for some of us for decades. You know, when we were groomed and abused, we were silenced, and we were silenced in a way of either threat or guilt or shame, as if we were to blame for what happened to us as children. And it's really quite cathartic for survivors to have their voices heard, to be believed, and to be understood. And the reason why it's important is, if we don't hear from the survivors, then we're not able to adapt the laws that are currently in place for child protection.
And I suppose ultimately that has to be one of the prizes in sight to protect.
It is the primary goal for survivors. Yes, we you know, I fight for survivors to gain justice. But really, what we fight for together is for a better child protection system for our children today, so they don't have to endure what we endured as children. Mm. You know, and I've been banging my drum for quite a long time now at various people, at you know, my old school friend Nick Clegg, and other politicians, you know, movers and shakers within the country, and nobody's really listening. But I think that there is a groundswell now where people have no choice but to listen. You know, there are such huge numbers of children being abused up and down the country.
How endemic do you think this is? Has this got worse since you were a child, or is it?
I think what's happened.
Twas ever thus.
That now the media plays a far greater role in exposing this. Do you know, if I give you an example, Rotherham wasn't exposed by the police, it wasn't exposed by the local authority, it wasn't exposed by national children's charities, it was exposed by an investigative journalist at the Times called Andrew Norfolk. That's the reason why Rotherham broke. And that's the difference between my day when I was a child and nowadays. The abuse has been continuing for generations, since the Roman and Greek times. You know, it's whether we're going to draw a line in the sand with our generation now and say, no, enough is enough. This has to stop. Our biggest asset are our children. We need to keep them safe and we need to keep them protected.
A couple of quick questions, if I can. And obviously, this conference is open to anybody tomorrow at the Colston Hall.
Absolutely.
So they can hear you talk and they can listen to the panel. And this will be a chance to explore issues that, as you say, are now beginning to be explored. Yes. Is this actually the human condition? Abuse? Adults abusing children?
I'm not qualified enough to say that, John.
See why I'm asking the question, though, can't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I mean, everyone has their own personal opinion. Personally, I chose never to have children because I read in the media that if somebody was abused, then basically they could be potentially abuser themselves. Yeah. I have no wish to hurt children. I have no sexual arousal towards children. I can't comprehend it, and I'm somebody who has suffered it. And I whatever the condition is, it needs to be dealt with in a really brave way. I mean, there are people out there who are groups of people, they call themselves MAPs, they're minor attracted persons. They are people who are saying they are sexually attracted to children, they don't want to offend, but they want support and help. And our country is not helping them, you know?
Okay, so this is a psychological...
In Europe, which it's what they're doing, but, you know, we're always dealing with the result of abuse. We never deal with... the issue of how abuse occurs, who perpetrates it. Let's deal with these people before they offend.
And final question. Sure. Is this about, and it's a bit binary this, but is it about sex or is it about power?
Oh, it's about both. It's about power, abuse of power, and it's definitely about sex. Right. I mean, speaking personally, I was serially raped from 9 years on until I was 14, and it's most definitely about sex, and not actually about any form of nurturing sex or anything such as that. It's really, really oppressive and an abuse of power in so many directions, physically, emotionally, and psychologically.
Ian, as ever, I'm always very grateful for you joining me. Obviously, you'll be at the Colston Hall tomorrow. It's the event. It starts at 11 o'clock. You're the keynote speaker, and there will be this panel, including Charlotte Leslie MP and Kerry McCarthy MP, listening to the stories of those who have gone through what you've gone through. Thank you for sharing your story with me again this
morning.
Most
kind, John. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed, Ian.
Bye-bye.
So that conference at the Colston Hall tomorrow starts at 11 o'clock, Tuesday, the 30th of September.